Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the sickest place on the internet. My name's Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name's Christian.
And we are the judges. That's right. Bees, G's, and B's. I'm sick of this shit. I also have a head thing going on, and I can kind of do a bad Will Arnett.
Let's hear it.
You want me to grab some dong bags so we can knock boots later?
That's actually a really good one.
Yeah.
Like, if you go watch Murderville or whatever it's called,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what Will Arnett sounds like in that show.
Mm-hmm.
I divorced Leslie Knope. I'm Batman. Yeah, I kind of got it.
He is Batman, huh?
Yeah.
What an interesting fact.
For some reason, I can never remember Leslie Knope actress's name. I know Tina Fey.
Amy Poehler.
I can never remember Amy Poehler's name. Never have I ever. And I'm her husband. X.
Josh, I don't want to embarrass you in front of all of our millions of listeners, but your collar's a little popped on the right side.
It's camp. Have you ever heard It's Camp? The Childish Gambino album?
I'm sorry that I just looked out for my friends. Maybe take a little bit of notes here. I looked out for my friends and told them at the top of the episode rather than waiting 15 minutes of them embarrassing themselves to give them a little heads up. How does my hair look? I'm asking.
It looks really good, man. I would have said something if it didn't.
I ain't telling you shit.
Your hair looks very camp today. And you get to decide if I mean that derogatorily or non. What's the opposite of derogatorily? Complimentarily?
That is.
Thanks, man.
I don't know.
Camp?
Camp.
Can we get a boo on the soundboard that's boo, and then one of us goes derogatory? Can we get a derogatory boo?
Yeah. I mean, editor, no. Do we have boxes open? How was everybody feeling today?
Oh, God. I'm sick, so the pod's going off the rails immediately. However, I do need to plug, if every single one of our listeners goes on over to patreon.com/JUDGIES and pledges it's not a donation, becomes a patron for one, fuck it, it's Judgy's pod, patreon.com/JUDGIES pod, $1, you get ad-free episodes.
Yes.
You get access to our Discord. And there's now new Roast Me and Toast Me channels in there. So you can get roasted or toasted.
I don't know if I want to participate in that.
Well, you can get toasted. That's fun.
Yeah. I mean, Erica, you're going to get toasted. You're a fan favorite over in the Discord channels.
Thank you.
And if you want to give $5, you can do that and get bonus episodes every single month. And if we ever create other content, we almost always release it there early as well.
Yes.
But other than that, we also have a P.O. box that you can send mail to. That's P.O. Box 50, Ottawa, Illinois, 61350.
Correct.
And Erica has some mail for us.
I got mail. And let's do the letter first.
Oh, it's handwritten. That's so camp of them.
Beautiful.
That's so
handwriting, cute. Too. Hello, judges.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I am addicted to your podcast. Watching/listening is one of the best parts of my week. Please enjoy this cross stitch, spoiler alert, that I self-drafted.
I did steal the design a little bit. I stole it a little bit.
Someone dared me to on a TikTok.
Love you guys a bunch and keep being amazing. P.S. I hope that baby of the pod is doing great. Congratulations on the tiny judgy. This is from Sarah.
Huckabee Sanders?
No. They included their Instagram tag, so I assume that they want me to read it.
Oh, yeah.
Plug that bad boy.
It's at Meemaw's Threads on Insta, so I'll spell it for you. It's at MEEMAWS Threads, TREADS.
Good thing you spelled that, because I would have not accounted for that second E.
I wouldn't have either. That's why I spelled it.
Oh, you guys have never had a Meemaw in your life?
I would have spelled the M-I-I, like the Meverse.
Ooh. Oh, so you just listen to propaganda.
Let's see this cross stitch.
Oh, fuck, they stitched it into the package.
I don't want to.
Oh God!
I don't want to break it.
Just is it gonna say open? Churds?
Oh
up?
Wow, that's really cool.
Is it
already.
Really cool?
Oh,
I can't see it.
Is that a bean or is that a turd?
It's beans.
Christian, every time he stands up from the toilet. Oh my Lord, Christian, hit that red. Cursive for the listeners. You got a pinkish purple churd in cursive. A brown word poop, a carrot excellently stitched, blue pilk, goblet mode in olive, bright green, a bean for sure. Am I the asshole? Question mark. 5 stars and our title, The Judgies. That's so cool.
Very good.
Beautiful. We'll have to find a way to hang that in our stewed.
I know.
We might be able to hang it right there behind Christian's right shoulder.
Maybe. This is wonderful. Very well made.
Amazing. And hey, don't steal it, fuckers.
See this real quick.
Don't steal that design, you little shit kickers. How about you go over to Meemaw's threads on Instagram?
You little sons of bitches.
And you commission some art.
Goddamn piss babies.
Am I dumb, but doesn't it feel like it should be going through to the back? How is this happening? How is it double layered like that?
Let me see.
I think you're dumb.
It's dumb.
You said, am I dumb or? I think it's the first one.
I think they might have put another cloth behind it. So
I'm gonna.
It
we're gonna have
the threads.
We're gonna freaking tussle. Keep. I've had a couple freaking pixie sticks before starting this, and I'm in a little silly goofy mood, and we might fucking tussle.
That's
Joshua.
Fair because I had a fun dip sand stick.
First of
sand
all,
sand stick.
Yeah, I just
you
dumped
know the
that.
Stick's the best part well, unless it's alone, and then it's the worst part.
You chew on the stick and then you dump the rest in the mouth.
You're an
Will Arnett
that's
style.
That's absolute freaking savage
that's
mode, bro.
Very chaotic.
I learned that on BoJack Horseman.
How dare you have pixie sticks and not share them with me? That's rude as fuck.
That is rude as fuck. That's your to-be mom wife.
I'm in a deep, boys.
A to-be mom wife?
She's about a hey, mommy. Okay. I mean, mommy.
Don't ever say that to me again. Fucking weirdos, both of you.
What?
We aren't just weirdos on this podcast, though. Well, we are. But sometimes we also podcast on this podcast. And what that entails is me being a stuffy-nosed little man and Christian finding stories and reading them from the internet where we laugh at them and we judge them.
Really quick before you get into it.
Okay.
I just want to say that when I was sick 2 weeks ago and then you were sick last week,
yeah.
Neither one of us complained as much as Josh has already in the first
yeah.
7 minutes of
the
episode.
When I get sick, I get very sick. We know this about me.
No, we don't.
We
I think
don't
you
know
just turned into a big giant baby.
Can you not hear my voice?
Could you not hear
Go
my voice?
Go play back to the episode where I was sick. You can hear it in my voice as well.
I don't listen to
And
you.
I got double dipped. I got the 100 episode and we were on a guest podcast.
True.
That's your fault for getting sick, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I didn't plan it that way.
I did.
Also, when I'm sick, I turn into a big giant baby, but you're worse.
I'm not denying the allegations. I am not.
I do the proper toxic masculine thing and suffer in silence until I hit my breaking point.
It's true.
And eat pixie sticks.
First story of the night. We got a little update. People have been Ooh. Clamoring for it.
We
Are
love
you about
an update.
To fill a hole in my tiny little brain?
We're about to fill that hole up.
Hell yeah.
This is an update to the original story of how can I get my boyfriend to stop digging a tunnel?
Oh, that's what I read a couple weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good story.
Great story, even.
Little, and we have an update?
Little catch up. It's 27 female and her boyfriend, 31 male, have been going out for 2 years. Dude's ditching all responsibilities to go dig a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And here's their update. I've spoken with my boyfriend, and after a good long chat, I can successfully say, mission accomplished.
What was the mission?
To get him to stop digging
so
okay.
much.
So much. Okay.
Well, we're taking baby steps with this. I sat him down when he came home Thursday night and seriously voiced my concerns both about his safety and our relationship. He didn't realize how big of an effect this has been having on me in regards to our relationship. And he immediately said that he was going to cut down the time he spends there in at least half.
Wow.
One. wonderful.
Well, he's pretty much already done with the whole.
This is why we are such big proponents of communication.
We love it here.
If he was on day two of the whole, there'd be a completely different response. Yeah. Like, babe, I just started. Come on.
He said that we could spend this entire weekend together, and we pretty much did. Friday night, we spent at home, and then we went out for a nice dinner Saturday night after spending the whole day together. And we were planning on having a nice, lazy Sunday together, but I could tell that he was getting a little antsy and almost nervous about having to go to church that day. So I told him that after church, he could go ahead and go to his tunnel early if he wanted to.
Aww.
And I won't lie, I was kind of hoping he would stay home with me.
Oh, no.
But he decided
you gave him permission. He's gone.
But he decided to go back out, which is all right by me. I also talked to him about my concerns regarding the gases that you all made me realize I should be conscious of.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he's already working on a ventilation system.
Oh, perfect.
And planning on getting installed ASAP.
Just the canary? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
No, he's got something better here. And then he said, in the time being, while he digs, he'll wear his dad's old gas mask if it makes me feel better.
Wonderful.
What dad just has a gas mask?
Absolutely terrifying.
That's what I was just going to say. Who has one of those? Also, I feel like that's something your dad would have. Like, your dad has such random shit in his garage.
He probably did find one on, like, a good sale one day.
Just dust it off, and it's like a beekeeper's hat, but with P100s on them.
The only thing that I didn't bring up during our talk was us maybe going to therapy about this, mainly because he said that he would cut back on his time out there, and I didn't want to push the issue too far.
Yeah.
I think he could benefit from it, though, but he's one of those that think that you only go to therapy if there's something wrong with you, and I don't want him to think that I'm saying there's something wrong with him. So that's all fair. In all, maybe I should have brought that up, but I'm definitely happy with how things have turned out. So thanks to everybody for giving me the advice. Also, a lot of people are asking why he tunnels. And while I did ask him before, I decided to ask him again during this talk, and this was his answer. It's just pleasant. When I'm down there, I feel safe and calm, and I'm always happier when I leave than when I went in.
Okay.
Hey, we love that for you, buddy.
See, now, I definitely understand her not suggesting therapy in that conversation because they were able to have a constructive conversation with a decent outcome.
Yeah, you don't want to drop too much on them.
Yeah. And if that went poorly to begin with, then I think suggesting therapy would have been the correct move. But, I mean, see how this goes. And as long as the both of you can work through it, I mean,
what does suggesting, because I felt like, if I remember correctly, the tone on the last one was like, people assuming like he's doing it in lieu of like going to therapy. And so like the goal of going to therapy would be to stop digging the hole. But like if the hole is doing what, like as long as he's not dealing with, you know, traumatic stuff that he would absolutely need to see a professional for, if the hole is doing what basic therapy would do anyway, then that works for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
it's not a destructive habit. It's not like he's like an alcoholic.
Well, the point is that it's something that is affecting his activities of daily living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's where true. It's becoming an issue.
That's true.
So
you got me there, Churd.
I'm not saying that. I'm sure that digging the hole is therapeutic in some way for him. But the fact that it's affecting his relationships and his job and, you know, his life outside of the hole, then that's where I think therapy could help. Maybe make him understand why he has this need to do it.
All I'm saying is if he goes to therapy, make sure he gets a woman therapist. Because if it's a dude, he's going to be like,
hey, go
is that a hole? You're digging a hole? Let me go check it out. And then they're both in that hole. Then you got to get a therapist for your therapist.
Yeah. It's very sexist.
It's a whole thing. Well, dudes just like dudes, digging, Erica.
It's in the
DNA.
That's
not sexist.
Listen, my therapist is male, and I don't think that he would do that.
I you go next time you're there, next time he's not breaking up with you, he's not ghosting you, go ask him, hey, I got my husband's digging a tunnel, what should I do? And he'd be like,
where's
does he need help? Does he have a second shovel?
Give me the lats and flats on that on that give me the GPS locate, drop a pin on that tunnel. my granddad's gas mask up there, I can go down there with him.
Do either of you have like a suspicion that maybe this is an eldritch being calling to him, and that maybe this is a temporary fix, but slowly he is going to lose his mind and kind of, you know,
bring forth the end of the world?
Maybe a whole universe.
I'm worried about the resale value of the property.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is one of those, like, mods you do on your shit where it's, like, cool for you, but then when you go to resell that property, it's fucked.
Nobody wants a tunnel.
Yeah, they want to dig their own tunnel. You don't want to go into a pre-built tunnel.
He just needs to market towards doomsday preppers.
That's fair.
That's very smart. Guys, I don't know if either of you saw my reaction. I don't know what's going on with Reddit. I pulled up the next story, found it an hour and a half ago, pulled it up, deleted.
Yeah.
Refreshed it just real quick back on Reddit. Somehow.
Better screenshot.
Yeah. So, editor, you can put in my reaction. I accidentally gave too much of a reaction while Erica was talking. So you can put that in right
there.
Hey,
man, use that for the talk. If Will Arnett says anything,
I'll take screenshots just in case.
Yeah, I think you should.
But this one's really fucking funny, guys.
All right.
This one's a doozy.
Are you hyping it up too much?
I don't think so. I was literally crying when I read this one.
But is it camp?
A little. Am I the asshole for changing the song just before they walk down the aisle?
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I, 27 male, am the best man for my best friend's wedding. They got married abroad, and we were all very excited for this. The couple was pretty chill on most of the details, but there were a few that were set in stone. Examples being the flower colors, the time of the wedding, and that there was supposed to be a live singer and band, and there would be no pre-recorded tracks during the ceremony.
Okay.
So for the prep, everything was going great. The place looked great. The band was ready. Everyone was happy. The next day, just as the bride was about to walk up the aisle, the singer begins to vomit all over herself and the mic and the floor.
Oh.
She then gets up and leaves.
She got cold vocal cords.
I don't blame her for this.
She got nervous on the day of. She couldn't perform. Oof.
Could you imagine just that part?
What were they gonna sing? Was it gonna be Here Comes the Bride, but not?
I don't think they ever actually put what the song was supposed to be.
More like the Beefles, because she beefed it.
I don't have a boo. I would have booed it for you.
Thanks, man.
She got up and left, and I don't blame her.
Of course.
The wedding was put
you
on hold.
Don't stand there covered in vomit.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's my duty as somebody who got paid probably not enough to come up here and puke on myself.
A lot. The wedding was put on hold for 15 minutes as I rushed around to find the singer, making sure she is okay and asking if she can make it through the performance, but she couldn't. The wedding now has no music, and we have no backup, since the bride was so adamant about there being no backup tracks. Now, not to toot my own horn here, but I'm a pretty good singer, and the bride and groom know this. I make a living singing.
Oh.
Okay.
Kind of telling that they didn't ask you to perform, though,
yep.
Huh?
Well, my maid of honor is a photographer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I would rather her be a part of my wedding than photograph it.
Yeah.
Even though if I
Fair
asked her
enough.
To, she would have.
Yeah.
He was planning on singing for his like best man speech. He had a rendition planned.
Yeah. All the groomsmen had a one and a two and a one. They all had to snap on beat.
I spoke to the band and they, thank God, were willing to stay and finish the ceremony. I tell them that I'll sing, but I don't know the song that they planned, and I'm not able to sing as high as the woman was. So I changed the song to Bless the Broken Road by Rascal Flatts.
Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go. Why would you?
Joshua,
what's up?
That is.
I had to look it up. I thought it was the song We First Kissed To, but it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, that was a different Rascal Flatts.
Okay.
This is the song where the people remade it in the ski masks,
yes,
and the guns.
I was going to give a shout out. Everyone go listen to Rascal by R&R.
Yeah, amazing song.
RMR?
It's May God Bless the Broken Road That Led Me Straight to You. You know that song?
Yeah.
Oh.
RMR. Go listen to Rascal by RMR.
Great song.
It absolutely slaps.
It's so good.
But I couldn't remember exactly what this Rascal Flatts song was, but I started crying when I was like, "You sang them Rascal Flatts?"
What's wrong with Rascal?
That would ruin my wedding day.
Oh, I would be so fucking mad.
I would be in tears.
I would rather walk down the aisle in silence.
What was the original song? Mambo Number 5? I just feel like it's weird to have a song that has lyrics to it.
A little bit, right?
Like, I feel like you need an instrumental.
Exactly. That would have been my next solution, is just have the band play the song
like
with no singer.
You can play Walking on Sunshine by Smash Mouth, and we'd all understand what it was if there wasn't the guy belting. Not Walking
would
on
it,
Sunshine.
I was going to say, would it be by Smash Mouth if they did the cover of it?
Well, they did Might As Well Be Walking on the Sun, which is what I was thinking. I'm sick.
Shut the fuck up.
I changed the song to Bless the Broken Road by Rascal Flatts. It was in my range, and it was appropriate. Oh. At least I thought.
I mean,
it's a love song.
Yeah, it's a nice song.
Only issue is, in the panic, I didn't mention this to the groom or the bride, because they're panicking more than me.
It was my time to shine.
I just said, hey, it's handled. Everything's going to be fine.
Ooh.
Fine, yeah. I mean, no sense in worrying them. Like,
that's true.
So we reset the wedding. I stand in the pool of the singer's vomit and sing the song.
Nobody cleaned it up in that 15 minutes.
He had it handled. It was an oversight, okay? There's a lot going on.
She adamantly said, no custodial staff there. They're poor and they smell weird.
No.
I sing the song, and the band played as best as one could with learning a song in 5 minutes.
You couldn't find a song you both knew.
Dude.
It's I don't know how to sing that. You guys have to figure out how to play a song that I know.
It went pretty well. The rest of the songs went unchanged because I knew them and they were in my key. Why didn't you sing any of those songs? Feels good.
So
hey, man, I'm going to give myself an applause on that one.
It's so funny, man.
You knew every other song in the list, and you're like,
just skip one down.
Yeah. What was the walkout song? Play that one. I don't know. After the wedding, the newly married couple were so thankful that I stepped in.
They
said it was beautiful.
The original song was Tequila. It's like, it's way out of my key. I can't get there.
They said it was beautiful. But both of their mothers were furious at me.
Oh.
Apparently, the aisle song was a tradition on the bride's side of the family, and I had no right to change such a crucial part of the ceremony without telling anyone. But they saw the singer explode with vomit, same as everyone else. But they couldn't understand why I couldn't get her back. I apologized to both of them, but I tell them that I was just trying to make sure the wedding when it smoothly as possible.
There's talent scouts here. I have to get these pipes on display. You see that, man? That's Simon Cowell's cousin.
The groom's father then pulled me aside and said I did a great job, and to just ignore his wife. Old ball and chain doesn't know what she's talking
women.
About. The mothers also say I should have to pay the band. What? You have to pay the band now? I did give them all a generous tip for sticking around to the end and being so cool about it all, but
which still
am
isn't
I the
his
asshole?
Responsibility.
Yeah. This is so wild.
Insane that the couple was like, you did great. Good job, Greg. You really fucking handled it. And the moms are like, fuck off. Get out of here.
It's not even their wedding. Like, oh my God.
I gotta try to find what the song was.
What the original song was. I really want it to be something simple. Like, what if it was like Happy Birthday? He's like, I can't sing that. I'm going to embarrass
it. Deleted again. I'm so glad I took the screenshots.
It got deleted again?
Yeah, it's
that's
awesome.
The comments are still there, right?
Yeah, you can always see the comments, but you can't read the original thread.
Well, can you
search his username and look at his comment history?
I'm trying.
I don't know. It seems really weird to me to have a song that's not instrumental. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, I mean, I assume the singers are professional, but like you always run the risk of them pulling like a Fergie and making the song all about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they're the ones hitting all these notes and it's like, well, they're supposed to be looking at the bride.
Yeah. I went to a wedding pre-pandemic. It was before our wedding. Obviously, that was right at the beginning. Anyway, and they had a live performer do the ceremony. And it was just this one dude and a guitar. And I think he sang Thousand Years by Christina Perry.
Okay.
And all I could think about was Twilight the whole time. It's a beautiful song, but it's all I got for
that was the Twilight. That was the Isle song?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But he sang it beautifully.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of hate this trend because I've went to a few weddings during the pandemic. And this trend of like taking any slow song and putting it to strings. Yeah. And so you're like listening to a song, you're like, oh, this is kind of beautiful. And then you realize it is just like Katy Perry's roar, mm-hmm. but slowed down to strings. And you're like, oh, this song sucks. What the fuck? Yeah. You're like, oh, this is cool. This is cool. And you just go like, do, 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 do. It's like, what the fuck? Why are we listening to Katy Perry?
My sister played the piano and I walked down the aisle. And then when we were
up the aisle.
Yes. Thank you.
Pre and post hitch.
It was very cute. The Will she did Smith a great job. Vehicle. I was quite worried about it.
What song was it?
I walked down the aisle to a section of Claire de Lune, which is classical music. Yeah. And then when after the I do's walking back up the aisle, it was the theme song from the movie Up.
Oh, that's really pretty, guys.
It was very cute.
I've never seen Clearing of the Lune or Up, so sorry about that.
Claire de Lune.
Yeah, that's when they empty out the mental hospital in France.
Hey. Joshua. That one was offensive, I think.
Were you?
Hey, I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you one free pass because you're sick. But you're toning in on that one, brother.
Can I get one more free pass because it's camp?
No. What is with you in camp tonight? Why do you keep saying that?
I don't know. It's got stuck in my brain and everything's camp to me now. Next week, I'll be Gilded Glamour.
Shut the fuck up.
It's that frickin' fun dip sugar that you had. You're just in a goofy, silly mood right now. You should have had the stick with it, with the fun dip, okay? Mm. You should have had the stick. You can't go just the dip.
I also had those pretzel rods and cheese, but just the pretzels.
I'm going to fucking strike you.
That sounds so much more threatening than I'm going to hit you.
Strike is such an insane word. It's such an insane threat. You struck me.
We're going to do one quick one before the break. Today I fucked up by correctly guessing the number of jelly beans in a jar.
It was the diarrhea jar.
Oh, no.
Honey, it looks like there's 7 jelly beans in there. He's like, you win. Here it is.
Why would you do that?
You win the jar.
Today, I was working from home, and my wife was away with the kids at an Easter event at our local library.
Nerds.
She sent me a picture of a large jar of jelly beans and asked me how many I thought was in there. I did some simple calculations and came up with my estimate.
Nerd.
She asked me how fast I could boof this shit, so I took the circumference of my asshole and was like, here we go.
I didn't think anything of it, but then this is what I learned from my wife when she returned home. This was a game to guess the number of jelly beans in the jar that all the kids were playing.
Obviously.
Everybody gathered to see who won, and my son had submitted my guess, which was the closest, and he was the winner. While my son was walking up to get the jar, he picked up his prize, and he was excitedly walking away when he accidentally dropped the jar on the floor, aww, sending glass shards and jelly beans everywhere, and a crowd full of children. Chaos then ensued. Children were trying to pick up and eat the jelly beans.
Oh, and there's glass in it!
But it was a mix of glass and beans on the library floor.
Crazy for these kids to be like, oh, that guy won fair and square. He dropped him free fucking rain, baby.
Pinata rules, dog.
Literally.
They're like fucking zombies.
You knew what you're getting into,
they
all right?
They just swarm as soon as they smell bean.
Library Easter event? You know what you're getting into, all right?
These kids are fiending for sugar. There's no sugar at the library. The Easter Bunny is infamously illiterate.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hey, I feel that one.
It's a Judgy's canon right there.
Wake up, babe. New Judgy's lore.
New Judgy's lore? Easter Bunny can't read and the Tooth Fairy's an idiot?
Parents are yelling and having to physically restrain their children so they'd stop eating the beans in the glass. In the end, this is probably a game in which my son should have just participated himself and not relied on his parent to provide an estimate.
Every other kid had their parents guess.
Yeah.
Every dad's like, oh, son, how many do you think there's in there? Seven? No, kid. You 328.
Idiot. You fucking idiot. Nobody was hurt, thankfully, and I'm writing this now as I have returned home from apologizing and making a large donation to the local library.
It's literally has nothing to do with him.
Nerd. It's not like he's the one he's not the one fucking Butterfingers. His dumbass kid is.
Yeah, it's a dumbass little dumbass stupid ass kid.
Kind of on the library for putting a thing to be given to kids and not plastic as well, right?
That's fair.
Like maybe don't store things in breakable containers.
Or give it like handles.
Yeah, put it in an Easter basket.
Easier to carry for a small child.
And you know what? Why is a state funded institution doing a fucking fucking religious based practice of Easter celebrations? I think we need to cancel libraries. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Joshua.
We should burn all the books while we're at it. We can't be selling those off.
Did I mention we're sponsored by Big Easter Bunny this episode? So I think about it, if we cancel Easter, Easter Bunny just gets to run around and do whatever the fuck he wants.
Why would we be sponsored by the Easter Bunny if you just talked shit about the Easter Bunny being illiterate?
But that's why he wants to get rid of the libraries. That way nobody's literate, and then we're all our own little Easter bunnies.
You don't learn them can to all read go in at little the library.
Easter Bunny tunnels and be illiterate with no one else around.
Think about it.
You guys, it's May. Easter's over with. We're done with that.
Just like the top half of this episode, we're over with it. It's done. It's in the past. Have fun with these breaks. Bye.
Great transition, babe. I'd set you up for that perfectly.
Actually, I want to say something.
Are then you fucking say it, Joshua. Me.
Jesus Christ.
See you on the other side of the episode. Bye.
I hate you.
We're gathered here today for the funeral services of Garbage the Cat.
Oh my God.
If only his owner had continued to buy the premium litter on the market, Pretty Litter, so we could tell when Garbage the Cat was feeling unwell by the color of the crystals in their litter box. Would anybody have any kind words to say about Garbage the Cat or Pretty Litter?
I loved Garbage the Cat, and I wish I could have been a mind reader, so I would have known how much he loved Pretty Litter and how the color-changing crystals could have gave me any kind of heads up that he might have a health issue. And I just want everybody to know that Pretty Litter is an ultra-absorbent crystal that traps odors instantly. No more cat bathroom smells.
And, you know, my favorite part, being an 18-year-old man, is that it's so lightweight that I can carry it up and down stairs like a young whippersnapper like I am.
Did you say you're an 18-year-old man?
Yes, I'm very young. Okay. Old voice, though. Very old voice.
And frail body?
Frail. So frail. Frail like garbage. It sucks that he got crushed by a grand piano filled with Pretty Litter, meaning it wasn't that heavy of a grand piano, but still pretty heavy for a cat to be smushed by.
Well, good thing it ships free.
The grand piano or the Pretty Litter?
I'm going to go with both.
You're goddamn right it ships free to all 48 continental United States and Alaska and Hawaii. Pretty Litter.
Why wouldn't you just say all 50 states?
Garbage the Cat loved Hawaii.
I love how Pretty Litter ships free to my door in a small lightweight bag, and I never have to worry about running out of it. And I don't have to have huge containers of litter taking up space in my tiny, tiny apartment or stinking up the place.
Pretty Litter helps keep your cat healthy and keeps odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com and use code JUDGIES for 20% off your first order. That's prettylitter.com, code JUDGIES for 20% off. prettylitter.com, code JUDGIES.
Wow, everybody, that was a really good fake funeral. Thanks for all the kind words about Pretty Litter.
Garbage, you're back.
I was never gone, baby.
And that's all thanks to Pretty Litter.
Thanks Pretty Litter. And welcome back to this side of the podcast. Guys, speaking of Easter being gone, it's May. That means our April shits are here to stay. We counted our shits again.
Mm-hmm. We're back at it again. We're getting stinky with it this time.
And famously, two out of the 3 months this year, I've had 27 shits. I had 27 shits in January, 27 shits in March. Of course, February, I was down because there's less
days. It's a short month. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, April,
there's more days.
I got sick before, not this sick. And I had a little bit of a stomach thing going on. There was a stretch where I shit 10 times in 6 days.
I thought you were about to say one day, and I was like, you're poor little pucker.
And then it struck me, and by it, I mean Christian. When I counted at the end of the month, I still had 27 shits this month.
Are you
really?
I don't know what is up with my body.
I mean, you're born on the 27th day.
That's what I'm saying.
Interesting.
I was the ultimate shit on the 27th.
Your bowels are just in the state of homeostasis.
I call that a shit you out on the 27th. Yeah. So
I'm sort of like the golden shit of myself because it's 27.
This is really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to... No, this last one was your golden birthday, right?
Yeah, I'll be 28.
Yeah, you're gonna be 28. Okay.
Christian had a whopping 83 dumpers.
Hey,
this month.
That's back up from last month, wasn't it?
Hey, we did a little bit. Yeah.
Did you also have the stomach thing?
No. I just shit a lot, Josh. I don't know what to tell you.
Erica, where are we at with your brown and round?
No, hey, no.
Is round and brown better?
A little bit.
I had 9 poops.
Mostly, that's more.
Is it?
Yeah, I think you had 8 last night.
Mostly on the weekends.
Hey,
like, I mean, what
typically
else?
It's like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday situation.
Yeah.
Every once in a while on a Tuesday, but yeah.
Hey, shitter day is for the shits, you know?
No.
Oh, God, man. Hey, man.
Bad
hey,
joke, dude.
You don't have do to better. Say every joke that comes out of your brain.
What? That's how you do it, and it's good.
Yeah, but I have
no,
to.
No, it's not.
Legally, I have to.
But it's good when you do it.
No. Yeah.
No, we do claps and applauses a lot.
You do.
You do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
What?
It's embarrassing for
like,
you.
Like, maybe stop doing it, actually.
Wow.
Circle Jerge.
What?
What?
Can I do a promo on the Circle Jerge real quick?
Josh, last week's episode, Josh was like, I said it like 2 times at the same time as Emo Joseph on our podcast.
Yeah.
And the internet hates me for it.
Yeah.
And now you do it.
They're going to love me
it's
for it.
It's camp when Christian does it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just being a little goofball when I do it. Josh is spiteful and like vindictive.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't want another person speaking on my airwaves. Speaking of, head over to my TikTok at Hosh Jaismith. I make banger TikToks.
No, you don't.
No, the hippo TikToks are really good.
They're really good. They hit different.
They really do be hitting different.
I loved your reply to the TikTok on your hippos where you're like falling into the grass. I was like, this is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And then you fucking ruined it.
It's so good.
One take, believe it or not.
I do
most of my TikToks in one take.
A real underachiever, this one.
At Hosh Jaismith. Go check it out. Or look at the pinned comment on any judge's TikTok.
It'll be there.
A lot of people got mad because I said that 40-year-olds are old.
Oh, people are idiots, Erica.
You shouldn't be on TikTok if you're 40.
But I don't think that 40 is old.
Yeah. It's ancient!
I just said that because this dude fucking sucked.
Well, and
he was going out with someone 20 years younger than him.
Yes. So I don't actually think 40-year-olds are old, guys. I hate this one man, and I feel like that's the best way to cut him down is to tell him he's an old piece of shit. So.
Speaking of old piece of shits, Christian, what's your circle jerge?
This week for the circle jerge, we did a little deep dive into the subreddit known as Does Anybody Else?
Okay.
Where you can yell onto the void the weird little freaky shit you do and see if you get a bounce back of another freaky little shitter like you. First one, does anyone else refuse to close their eyes for too long in the shower?
Yes.
Refuse to close? Oh, like you have to open them because they're spooky.
I have a stupid little fear that when I open my eyes, there's going to be something scary as shit looking back at me.
Yep. Or that the lights are going to go out while my eyes are closed and I'm not going to notice. And then when I open them, I can't see. Ugh.
That happened to me at work once. I was in a room with no windows and the power went out and I like blinked at the same time and I opened my eyes. I was like, I'm blind now.
That happened to me at work.
He came home and he's like, there was a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah. So I work on medical equipment. I had to work on a defibrillator, so you know.
Nerd.
Shocks your heart. I had to short a terminal out to make sure there was like no charge left in it. Literally, as I was touching the contacts, I had a little stick and I'm touching the contacts. The power goes out. The moment I touch it, I'm like, I fucking died. It was pitch black and I'm just like, I died. Game over. I thought I got the fucking game over screen. I was being so careful and I'm just like, whoopsies. And then the generator came on. I was like, I'm alive.
Yeah, fuck. I really thought I got out of it. What was the original post?
Closing your eyes too long in the shower.
I made fun of Christian for this a long time ago. Because Christian infamously enjoys being the small spoon from time to time.
Most of the time.
I think it's great.
I've become somewhat of a small spooner myself.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Mainly because, and this was, I'm pretty sure this was part of Christian's reasoning, is when I'm small spoon, I face the door when I'm sleeping in the bed. And I have to face the door when I go to sleep. And Kate, because if I'm not and I'm facing the other way, I'm like, there's an intruder behind me. And I must.
Do you sleep with your door open?
I don't have doors or fucking sliders.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so I have to face the door when I go to sleep.
Do you know that that's a fire hazard? Yeah. Sleeping with your door open?
Well, yeah. But well, I don't think they probably would. But yeah, you're correct. You are supposed to close doors because they can stop a fire
from spreading to the next room. I have to sleep closer to the door because I'm a weirdo.
That's what I mean is that I sleep close on the door side. So yeah, I have to keep my eyes towards the door side.
And while we are weirdos, we're not a weirdo like this one. Does anyone else scratch their ears with a toothpick? Get a Q-tip, you little freak bitch.
That
inside,
is so dangerous.
Outside?
I think it's the inside. There's literally
Living
no...
La Vida Loca?
There's no context to it. It's just the title.
I knew you'd like that one, Joshua.
And my answer to you is no, you're a little freak bitch.
That's odd.
That's dangerous. I don't
Very
like
dangerous.
That.
This one's also dangerous. Does anyone else chew their yogurt before swallowing it?
I'm out of yogurt.
How
guy.
Is that dangerous?
You could choke on it.
No, you're chewing it first.
Well, everybody that doesn't chew on it, it's dangerous.
Oh, you're saying you should chew?
Yeah. This guy isn't a freak bitch.
I'm not a yogurt man. I don't like yogurt. Too sour. But this makes sense if there's like chunks of stuff in there, right?
Like did you make yogurt in your micro class?
No.
Really?
I didn't take microbiology.
Really?
I took molecular biology of cancer.
Interesting. Loser.
You know what? We did make yogurt in that one.
Did you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I made yogurt in one of my biology classes, and it was fucking gross.
Is that like because of yeast? Is that the whole thing? Yeah. I mean, I worked with yeast plenty, if you know what I'm saying.
Don't give him. No.
There's no boo on the board.
Boo. Why do you keep deleting my boos off the board?
No, it's only on the one card. We just keep forgetting to re-record it because we have small little brains.
Yeah.
It's kind of camp to not have it. You know, to get an au naturel.
This just sounds like another way that the patriarchy is stepping on my neck. So.
Us deleting your boo?
Yeah.
And having you to commit more labor time to
Correct.
Produce the boo in real time?
Yes.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Am I ever?
Yes.
Does anyone else take in a big whiff when entering in the bathroom instinctually just so you know what you're working with?
I think I do.
No.
I would have never said I do this as a thing, but I think I do. When I walk in, I do breathe in just to be like, all right, what's the game plan?
Yeah. No. No.
No, I think I do this too. I think it happens a lot. Anytime I'm consciously going into something that's going to smell bad.
Yeah.
I'm paying attention too closely to like trying not to smell it, and I feel like I'm smelling extra hard.
Yeah.
I'm cleaning out the cat litter box, and I'm just like, I'm just going to hold my breath. And it only takes, you know, a minute, yeah. And I'm just like... And I was like, this smells so bad. Why am I doing this?
You can never hold your breath less than when you're cleaning out cat litter.
Yeah,
you're
that's like, true.
I'll just hold my breath.
I'm dying immediately.
I mean, but dudes also like the famous like scratch your balls and you're like, I'm gonna sniff it.
You gotta. Everyone loves their own musk.
You
okay?
gotta. You gotta see what's going on down yeah. there. I gotta see if I'm growing yogurt or not.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, bro, you get it.
There have been multiple occasions where, like, I'm just looking at Christian, and all of a sudden, hands are in his pants, does a scratch, gives him a sniff. I'm like, what? Did you just sniff your own nuts? He's like, yeah.
It's
men
weird.
Do this all the time.
It's weird if you don't.
Yeah.
I have never once, like.
I don't. It's an impulsive thing. You can't even really stop yeah, it.
It's literally third nature. Third nature?
Second yeah. nature.
What's the third one? What's third nature?
Hey, man. I don't think there is one.
Yeah. I don't think there's a first nature, is there?
First nature is when you do things consciously.
Ah.
Second nature is subconsciously. Mm. Third nature is when the matrix glitches.
Second nature is when you do it. First nature is when I do it. And then third nature is when
they do it.
Yeah, right?
Got
yeah.
it.
That makes sense.
Does anyone else have stomach aches after eating hot dogs and trail bologna?
What is trail bologna?
There's no details. You got to figure that out yourself.
I hope that's not a mixture of bologna, nuts, and M&Ms.
Oh, my gosh.
That's actually, hey, you know, that actually kind of be a pretty good.
There's two things.
Salty and sweet? Are you kidding me?
Two things trail bologna is. It's trail mix with bologna, or it's bologna you find on a trail. There's no other way.
It could
both
be either.
Sound dangerous.
Have you guys ever seen like the fancy bologna where there's like kind of shit in it?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm kind of thinking there's trail mix in the bologna
instead of olives.
Yes.
It's off-brand Reese's Pieces and Schneider's pretzels.
I mean, that. Here's the problem. We're trying to make it sound gross and like off-putting, but this sounds so fucking good.
Also,
no, it doesn't.
Your stomach
and it kind of gives you a. It's only a little bit of a stomach ache.
Your stomach should hurt. You're eating insanely processed meats. Hot dogs aren't good for you.
No,
they're good for the soul.
Yes.
You're spiting first nature. It's not meant for humans to be doing that.
Hot dogs are fourth nature. That's when you only ingest them extra consciously.
Ugh.
Does anyone enjoy having nightmares?
No.
I don't really have nightmares.
Sounds like a kink kind of thing, right?
I could see it. I could see like having like a really, really vivid, like intense experience.
It's like your own personal scary movie.
And then you wake up and like you're freaked out for a second and then being like, that was kind of a cool little thing I had going on there. The old noggin does work.
I have very intense, very vivid, and realistic dreams
yeah.
every single night. Mm. So every dream I have is like a little personal movie. Like last night was zombies. I have a lot of zombies, apocalypse, aliens, murder.
Really?
That's what most of my dreams are. So no, I don't typically enjoy them.
I have such a hard time remembering my dreams in the first place. And then when I do... Mine also are very realistic, but not in the sense you're talking about. Yours is like, oh, wow, it's like I'm just really there. Mine are realistic in the fact that I'm like, I'm going to be late to work. And then I'm trying to drive to work. And I'm like, I got a flat tire. I'm going to be extra late to work.
We've talked about how Christian talks in his sleep, right?
Yeah.
What did you say the other night? He rolled over and he like said something to me and I like it woke me up and I was like, what? And then he like leans over and he gets like really aggressively is like, are you going to drop the bowl or something stupid? And I was like, I guess.
Are you?
And he lifts his hand in the air
for the win.
And he's like, you're going to drop the bowl. And I was like, yeah, dude. And he was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And since my dreams are so lame and I have such a hard time remembering them, when you tell me you're like, recounting every dream you have, I'm like, you're making it up. The whole time I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm happy that you're having these cool dreams, but I can't help but think you're just making it up.
I leave out so many details, too.
Yeah, oh, it's already so long.
Yeah.
Here's the final one, and this one's really important, but it's only going to really be for our penis-having listeners. Does anyone else use your phone when urinating? And make sure to hold it to the side just in case you drop it.
That could be for anyone. You want to drop it in your shitty drawers.
I have dropped my phone in the toilet after
peeing.
I have.
Noise editor.
How are you holding your phone to do that?
Oh, no, I, so like, I was on my phone.
Yeah.
Right?
Normal, naturally.
Yeah.
I got a phone call.
Okay.
It was my dad.
Okay. All
right.
We don't like him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So you just spiked your phone into the toilet?
No. I stood up, was like pulling up my pants. I was getting ready to flush and had my phone. And then it fell into the toilet. And it was ringing dad's name on display in my pee.
Very symbolic. Are you sure this wasn't a dream?
It was not.
So here's my thing, though. I assume this is coming from a man. And it's like, how long is your pee that you have to have your phone out?
Oh,
I get having your phone on while you're pooping.
Oh, for sure.
I think
while you're peeing, who's holding your phone over here? Be like, I gotta piss real quick.
I think the circumstance
still
here
scrolling TikTok
is you're already on your phone and go, oh, got a little pee, and then you stay on your phone. I do this all the time.
I think you're a weirdo.
But what I do is I set it on the back of the toilet, like a normal
as a person that needs constant stimuli going on. I think you guys are both full of malarkey. I think you either set your phone on the fucking counter. You're saying on the back of your toilet. That makes sense.
So I can still watch it.
Yeah, that makes enough sense. I get it. As a guy that needs constant stimuli, I get it. Okay? Yeah. But this little freak bitch holding it while pissing.
Do you hold your phone while brushing your teeth?
No.
No.
Oh, I do.
You little freak bitch.
I will brush my teeth while walking my dog on leash while on my phone.
I got distracted. We've really been long-winded about this. Let's get to this listener-submitted sound, guys. That's it. The circle judge is over.
If you have a listener-submitted sound, please send one on over to judgespod@gmail.com. Put listener-submitted sound in the title and be creative with it. You know, have fun with it, but stick to the script. Don't go off script. Okay. Listen to submission with Rick and Josh and Christian. Our listen to submission.
We have to know. That was incredible. I loved every second of it.
It's pretty good. I hate that song, but thank you.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a big hater of
All American Rejects.
Move Along and
Swing Swing.
Swing. Oh, Swing Swing. No, I hate it. And then also the other one that's huge by them.
Dirty Little Secret.
The other one.
Swing Swing.
The other one.
Move Along.
Yes. And speaking of Moving Along, can you shout out
you
who
well
sent
or
that?
What's... Oh, shout
they
out.
Yeah.
They had a nice
When You See My
thing.
Face, Hope It Gives You Hell. I fucking hate that song.
That song was sent in to us by Hyro. He writes in, Hi, judges. Been a fan for a while now, and I'm currently on my third time around listening to every episode.
Insane.
Freak bitch. During this, I heard Christian's quick cover of the song in episode 60, which gave me the idea for the song. I thought it was really clever. Also during the binge, I saw in episode 82, you all shared ketchup stories, and I have a quick one to share. We love to hear a chup story.
We all had individual ketchup stories?
I don't remember.
I can't. Right now, I'm trying to think of a story that I have with ketchup.
Same.
And I have none. I'm blanking.
You almost lost a finger to ketchup. You should just have it on your mind at all times. I was working at a restaurant, putting away cans on a tower rack with the commercial cans of ketchup, and had pushed the ketchup from an upper level back, causing one of the cans to roll off onto the ground.
Okay.
Without thinking, I bent down to pick it up, and while I was down there, a second can fell on top of my head.
Oh, no.
Giving me a decent sized cut on my head. So I had go to my supervisor, and then they had to drive me to the ER since it wasn't safe for me to do so myself.
Yeah.
After only leaving the community gates, I work at a retirement community, we got hit by one of the residents. Everything after that was pretty standard in the situation, but I just thought it was crazy enough that both of these things happened to me in the same night. Anyways, love you guys and wish you the best in every facet of your life.
One of the residents struck you is what I think what I meant to say.
My brain, so when they said retirement community, my brain said nursing home.
Yeah.
So when they said a resident hit us, I was thinking a dude in a walker rammed into their car. But more realistically, it's
probably a T-bone type situation.
Yeah.
Why do old people need ketchup? It's not good for you. Sugar, salt, get out of here.
They're fucking on their deathbed anyway. What's it matter what they eat?
Yeah, they are fucking on their deathbed.
That's true. STD rates in retirement communities are very high.
You know why?
Because they be fucking.
No, because they're dirty ass bitches.
Well, that
yeah,
too.
That's true.
Yeah, think about it. You had 80 years to catch a fucking herpes or three.
This listener submission comes to us straight from Instagram. And they write, hoping you can let me know. Blah, blah, blah. I was just saying, I hope you can help me find an answer. Thanks.
You're welcome.
But it like wasn't anything worth reading. I'm sorry that I feel
Move
that
on!
Way.
Just drop it. Let it
hey,
go.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry that I feel that way about your first little blurb.
And now that we've made fun of you, we have to leave it in. We can't even cut it out.
Camp.
Me and my friend will call her. Me and my friend will call her B. We're roommates in college.
That bitch.
And her boyfriend. Call him A.
Asshole.
Went to a school about an hour away. Me and B made some new friends at school, some of which were male, and one
Naturally.
Specific. One specifically, we were getting pretty close with us. We'll call him P. But P had a girlfriend, and there was no interest in that way for any of us. B
Yet.
Ended up telling A about P, and A said, do we need to get names?
Yeah, Beatrice, Adam, and
Paul.
Sure.
Beatrice told Adam about Paul, and Adam said he was uncomfortable with the three of us hanging out all together in our room. Or really any guys being in our room with the two of us there.
Sounds like Paul watches, not Paul, Adam watches too much porn.
Maybe. I said that that was ridiculous. That it's ridiculous that he doesn't think we can have guys in our room with both of us there because we had guy friends and it shouldn't be a big deal.
Correct.
Especially if both of us are there, even if there's other girls there. It even went so far that Adam was uncomfortable with me having the guy I was currently talking to in our room. If what was her name? Beatrice was there too. I don't agree at all, but respected it for a little bit, hoping that Beatrice would talk to Adam about this and we could all come to an agreement. But all this did was cause issues with me and Beatrice. So now I need to know, am I the asshole for thinking that Adam's stupid and for not wanting to comply with it?
Yeah, no, Adam sucks.
Seems like he's insecure and thinks Beatrice will leave him for the first piece of meat that walks through the door.
Yeah.
Which I definitely understand that insecurity. Like,
coming from like a freshman in college.
Yeah, and you're, you know, kind of long distance and you're not seeing each other as often and blah, blah, blah. But like, you can't tell her who she can and can't be friends with.
I agree with that. And it also, it's like, if there's multiple people in the room, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, come on. I could understand.
Oh, you've never fucked with multiple other people in the room?
No. Hey,
call me a little freak bitch, but no, I haven't, okay?
Little vanilla beans
over I exclusively
here.
Do it.
You're not the asshole.
No.
No.
Paul's the asshole.
No, Paul's not the asshole. Paul's the friend.
No, Paul was a piece of shit.
Paul what? Shouldn't be coming over.
With a name like Paul?
Paul shouldn't be friends
First
with him.
First of all, Paul was a family name of mine.
All pieces of shit.
No, Paul was the last name. First name was Paul. Paul.
And guess what? We got one secret special double listener submission.
Double listener submission.
What? Is this an update?
No, it's not. It's just one I saw, and it's pretty short, and it really got me feeling.
Why'd you look at me when you said pretty short?
You're the resident short king.
Am I the asshole for making my landscapers come back because their work that they did was ruined not even 5 days later?
Ruined or ruined?
Ruined. We recently moved into a house with a nice front yard with lots of grass that I really take pride in. I like.
Why was that an eye roll?
Because grass is stupid.
Okay.
It's not beneficial for anything.
I like
Looks
making
good, though.
It looked pretty nice. I like making my lawn look nice, so I water it and fertilize it every night.
Oh, boy.
That is excessive.
Yeah, I don't think you need to fertilize it every night.
I care about it so much that I paid to get the top of the line landscapers in my area to come out and maintain it. We had to pay north of $200 for this. But after about 5 days, I noticed that the grass was already coming back. I felt like they were trying to scam me or something, so I called them and asked for a refund. And have them come back to fix it for free. Or to come back and have them fix it for free.
Did we read this one?
No. I don't believe so. They were very stubborn and rude about it. And I had to threaten to file a lawsuit, but they didn't even seem to care about that. I'm absolutely furious and have made many nasty comments on their Facebooks telling people not to get their service. But I need to know, am I the asshole?
Yeah.
What? So I'm confused. Do you not understand how plants work when you give them an unlimited supply of fertilizer?
Yep. Uh-huh.
You're going to give, it's like, it's going to grow, man. Hey, your hair looks fucked. You just fucked it, though. I told you within 10 milliseconds.
Okay. I haven't even looked at you yet, so you can't be mad at me.
I was getting greasy. We're at the finish line.
Christian's little glass figurine. We have to be very careful with them. Like you're feeding grass and then it's growing.
You watered it and gave it fertilizer every night for 5 days, and you're like, it keeps growing back. I don't know what's going on.
Literally.
Here.
Especially because, assuming this was recent, in the spring, shit fucking grows, dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just mowed the front of my yard because it was like, it grows faster than the back of my yard. And
the back of our yard grows faster than the front of our yard.
It's just sun. Crazy.
It's weird.
But I just mowed it, and like literally 2 days later, there's like 7 foot tall weeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also, we have a privacy fence, so like you can't see into our backyard. So because our front yard doesn't grow as much, the backyard does not get mowed when it needs to be.
I like to say that it's a wildlife sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And then Maxine catches like a bunny, and I'm like, oh, and now I feel bad. I have to go mow.
Mm-hmm.
you guys get it.
I get calling out businesses that don't deliver on promise.
Yeah.
But I, depending on how long they worked and everything, like $200 isn't that crazy if they're doing a full landscape job.
Yeah.
Like if all they did was like edging for like 45 minutes and that's kind of crazy, but if they went through and like realigned your shit and like got rocks and stuff, like that's not that bad, but you have to maintain lawns.
Yeah.
You don't just do it.
Yeah,
and then it's fine.
That's what I was thinking about the whole time, like reading it. That's why I had to read it. I read it, and I'm just like, what is going on here? You're insane.
Get turf, or like do a gravel lawn if you want it to look the same, although you have to weed your gravel. But like,
or you could just plant clover.
Yeah, just let it grow natural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make it a little wildlife sanctuary, but don't let your dog sniff around too much because it might find a bunny.
Save the bees.
Is that it, Christian?
That's it, Josh. Take us home.
Hey, man, this episode was extra sick, if you ask me. And you did, so I answered. But where else, Erica, could they go if they want to find extra content for the show? That's little extra things. Actually, it's not even extra, really, I guess. Where can they go, Erica? Stop looking at me.
They can go to Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Patreon, or Instagram, and that's at Judgies Pod, JUDGIES Pod.
And Christian, they want, let's play a little exercise, a little mental exercise. Close your eyes, picture a scared, lost, indeterminate size listener, and they have a story to send in. Where could they do that?
I think I see them. I can see it clearly. They're emailing us at judgiespod@gmail.com with the title Listener Submission.
This is like an episode of Psych.
Hey.
That's it, man.
Don't even start to give me this fucking attitude, okay?
We ended on a low note.
Yeah.
Did we? I thought it was
fun. But the judges still love you. A real low note.
Have a great week, everyone.